Row 365.
An election in doubt, the threat of a suit. In the meantime, remember when we talked about the debt, and remember, we always talk about the debt, but remember when the debt was talked about and there was a proposal to do a bipartisan study. And okay, you know, that commission went forward. Well, the commission came up with its findings, and wait till you hear what they're suggesting. If we're bleeding, we need to figure out ways to reduce the annual deficit from $1.3 trillion this year to about $400 billion by 2015 and start reducing the $13.7 trillion national debt. It's all about mathematics, and there is a plan on the table that has been proposed by leaders of President Obama's commission to reduce the deficit that they say might just work. But boy, I don't think you're going to be happy if they move forward with what's being proposed and it was voted on and accepted. But I don't think it'll get accepted. Is that whetting your appetite, Witsy? I give you the specifics of it. Kate Delaney's my name. Of course, this is America Tonight. You have a say in this show, left, right, somewhere in between, undecided. Doesn't matter. You can always throw in your 2 cents. Let me give you the number, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Or you can flip me an email at americatonight.net. Before we get to that, though, a couple of other things that we need to address right at the top. One is the floating nightmare called the Splendor, that is Carnival Cruise Line's ship that has hardly any power and is being tugged back to shore and is expected to arrive mid-morning or so in Ensenada. Then the people who paid for the seven-day Mexican Riviera cruise will be bussed up to Long Beach, California. You know, they've already been offered, though, a complimentary trip on a future Carnival cruise. You got people that are waiting for hours to eat cold food like Spam. People who haven't had hot showers in days. People who just want to get off that ship. I don't know. You have the CEO apologizing over and over again. And what's the guy to do? It was an engine fire and it shut everything down. Luckily, nobody was hurt in the fire, but the publicity nightmare that's ensuing, and really the nightmare for the people, forget the whole publicity thing. Imagine being on that ship. Imagine that you're on the ship. What are you saying to yourself? What are you saying to your spouse? What are you saying to maybe your kids were with you? What are you saying to your buddies? Maybe a group of people went together. That's usually the kind of folks that go on these cruises, right? So apparently the passengers are just have had it up to here, and they're saying, never again. No, thank you. We don't want to do it. In fact, an interesting thing happened. Of the 4,500 people on board, now that includes crew and the vacationers, there happened to be a newsman, a technical operator, from a big Colorado station who was stranded on that ship. And, of course, he got that intermittent cell phone service, enough that he was able to call the station, however. And when he called the station, he described what was going on, that the tugboats have reached the cruise ship and they're starting to pull it into San Diego. And, you know, that a second tugboat didn't have enough power and had to turn back, and a third tugboat was on the way. And so the ship is supposed to, like I said, dock on Thursday. And he said, you know, you just don't know what to do. You get your food, and you go to the same place, and you pick up your food, and you stand in line, you wait. Once you get your food, you leave, you look for something to do. And, you know, cruise ships are known for lavish buffets. Passengers eat like they've never eaten. They gain 10 pounds in a week. They're not doing it this time. It's like a forced diet. They've got Spam, crab meat, and Pop-Tarts. That's what's being thrown on board to them by the U.S. Navy Seahawk helicopters that are coming from the Ronald Reagan. They were diverted from a training mission to go and help the cruise people. So the guy who called in, the news employee who called in back to Denver, Colorado, said that he felt pretty lucky because he has a room with a balcony. The ship lost the power on Monday, so rooms that are in the interior of the ship, you know, you wanted to save a little money, you didn't want to pay for that balcony view, boy, you're in the dark. You're in pitch black and you got no air conditioning. So, you know, passengers are leaving their doors open to let the emergency lighting come in from the hallways. Otherwise, they don't, can't see anything. But if you're on the balcony, you can get the fresh air in and you could theoretically certainly get the sunlight, but you would get some of the light coming in. I guess it's a good way to get to know your fellow passengers. People are playing cards by candlelight and they're just kind of standing around talking. They, you know, they're socializing because they're not doing all the activities you would normally do on a cruise. And you might have some conversation with people you don't know on the ship, but you're busy doing your little activities, and they're not doing those activities now. And even the staff that's on the ship, what are they going to do? They just have to help the passengers. What they normally would do, they're not doing. They've gone into a different mode. It's called help me mode. Help me. Get me another Pop-Tart, please. Think of the people, too. I guarantee there's a million stories on that ship. People who, like, save forever to take a cruise. They have kids. They don't have time. They got a good deal. They're so excited, whatever. And they say that you smell rotten food. It smells like smoke on the ship. The water, of course, is dirty. The cabins are pitch black, like I just said. There's no power. There's no air. And there's no heat, none of that. Forget about it. And because of what's happened, hopefully your cell phone is a little bit charged, and hopefully you're getting service as you get closer to shore so that you can make a phone call back. You know what's going to happen, too. These people dock, and every news crew in Southern California is going to be out there to try to get some comments from the people who get off the ship and then get onto the buses to go back up to Long Beach to get that personalized story. And you can bet by then they'll have plenty to say. And I'm wondering how soon it is they have to get to shore first before you start seeing some lawsuits. And I bet you there'll be a few of them now. What they could sue for being, you know, unusual mental cruelty. Think of some frivolous lawsuits and think of what they sue somebody over. That's why the CEO is bending over backwards. Just pick a cruise, any cruise, whatever cruise you want. How's that? All right, you know that I'm a NASA freak. I'm a freak for space flight anyway. Coming up on the flip side, I'm going to tell you about what's going on with the shuttle, the Discovery. Discovery's getting ready to make its last flight, but there's a little bit of a complication. What is it? Find out next.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Somewhat, anyway. And NASA discovered cracks, ultimately, in Discovery's fuel tanks. So they got a problem. You can't put up a machine if you got cracks in it. We know what a disaster that could be. So now it complicates the launch date for this final voyage. The two cracks are about 9 inches long. They're right there on the exterior. You know those aluminum tanks that you see when you look? If you look at the space shuttle, you can see it right away. I mean, I don't know if you can see the cracks, but you can see the aluminum tanks. And beneath a larger crack in the insulating foam, they've got that covers the 15-story tank. So the cracks are in an area that pretty much doesn't hold the fuel. That's the good news. But you got instruments there, so you can't have that anyway. You got to have it as pristine as possible. They go over that thing with a fine-tooth comb. They do not want any accidents. So, and I'm wondering how many, by the way, listening to me care. Are you even into NASA or space travel, or are you just bored by all of it? Hey, let it retire, who cares? I know people that are like me, and they're into these last flights, and they want to see, like, a last flight. But you might think, you know what, we got to cut a bunch of money. They screwed the pooch with these deficits, so who cares about putting, you know, more objects into space or the International Space Station? I don't know. You want to throw in your two on that, do it. 800-259-5791. So you talk to the astronauts, and you are a believer. Oh, they do that? You mean that's how we discovered water? That, and serious, they'll just tell you stories that will spin your head. So anyway, they think that the tanks can be repaired at the launch pad. They've never done that before. Never, ever, ever in the history of NASA have they done that with these shuttles. But they're going to try to get it done and get it ready for November 30th. Discovery grounded last time out because of a hydrogen gas leak, and this time because of cracks. And it is the oldest and most traveled shuttle. So here's the scoop. Ultimately, there is a drop-dead deadline on this. December 6th. Otherwise, the flight to the International Space Station will be off until February, because the Russians need to launch a new station crew in mid-December, so there would be a blackout period for a visiting shuttle, and that's all they could do there. So it might end up actually pushing it all the way down. See, there's one other. The next mission is the Endeavor at the end of February. So the final mission would be delayed if the Discovery is bumped. That means probably March. I can tell. The phone lines are not lighting up. I can tell that nobody cares about NASA and space travel. But you do care about cuts. You do care about cuts to your Social Security checks. I know it. Because if you've worked for X amount of years and, you know, you need that extra that you get from Social Security, you're just a middle-class folks, and you paid your taxes, you did everything that you thought you had to do to be a good citizen, and then you hear about this plan, this commission that was pulled together by the president to figure out a way to reduce the deficit. And I already gave you the numbers. The co-chairman of this thing proposed a $3.8 trillion deficit cutting plan that would trim Social Security and Medicare, reduce income tax rates, and it would eliminate tax breaks. That would include the mortgage interest deduction. Oh, my, oh, my. So mathematically, if you're just a numbers person and you look at it, and you take all the politics out of it, and you take the human aspect out of it, I'm telling you, this Erskine Bowles, he's the co-chairman on this sucker, he's going to have to wear a flak jacket. So if the slash and burn tactics actually were employed. So the plan would raise the gas tax, slash defense spending, oh my, let's be exposed, and farm subsidies. A lot of people use that. And also, it would, they think, because it would clamp down on the Social Security retirement age would go from, would rise to 68 in 2050 and 69 in 2075. So think about that. Calculate your age and think about when you'd be retiring. You saw what happened in France when the retirement age went up, which is nowhere near 68 or 69. They're still rioting. They're still upset. Anyway, it's, you know, the opposition, there's not much you can, this was a bipartisan deal, but the opposition is certainly there because you got Democrats and Republicans and mortgage bankers and the aerospace industries people who are upset. So the Democratic House Speaker, she still is the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, said the targeting of Social Security and Medicare is just absolutely unacceptable. And then the Republicans propose the idea of raising taxes. Taxes, taxes, taxes. Now, just for the record, Erskine Bowles, if you don't know the name, he was the former chief of staff to one of our presidents. That would be Bill Clinton. And Alan Simpson, a Republican former Wyoming senator, he was the co-chairman, and they know that this is not going to be popular. But the way they described it, they said they are harpooning every whale in the ocean. And by doing that, it might be unpopular, but they're going to say, here's a plan that would work. And the two of them, by the way, have said that the president hasn't seen their plan and that it would be reviewed as at least a starting point anyway for some kind of negotiation. They meet in the next week to consider some of the changes. And, you know, here's the thing. You've got some people saying, look, are you ready for an adult conversation on the deficit? we either have to put up or shut up. I mean, now's the time. We got to put up or just not say anything. None of the proposals, by the way, of all this slashing and burning and whatever you want to call it, setting fire to things that you might need, none of the proposals would take effect next year to avoid disrupting the economic recovery, right? Well, thank goodness for that. So the savings would come between 2012 and 2020. That would cut the deficit from 9% of the gross domestic product to, let me see, get my calculator out, to about somewhere in the neighborhood of 2.2%. And they say that would happen in 2015, and then that would exceed the goal of 3%, so $8 trillion. Because the government is projected to run $8 trillion in deficits over the next 10 years. You know what the national debt would be? Dun-da-da-da! I carry my own horns, my own sound effects. $20 trillion. If the proposal were adopted without change, the government still would have deficits of $350 billion a year. How do you feel about that, America? Under one option, income tax rates would be reduced to three levels. They say 8%, 14%, and 23%. And all of us know there are like, I think there's a gazillion, but actually in reality, if I'm not exaggerating, there are six tax levels from 10% to 35%. So the corporate income tax rate would be cut to 26 from 35, wiping out all the tax breaks, including the home interest deduction, the home mortgage interest deduction. Lowering the rates would cost taxpayers, about us, you and me, $100 billion a year. And then, you know, they'd have to cherry pick from there. It's definitely not the time to do it now. That's what I would say. If you want to look at it in the future, that's one thing. But, boy, there's no way they could pump that in now. Speaking of the Speaker of the House, here's what John Boehner, the new Speaker of the House in January, had to say about how he'll run the House and the economy.
You can't invest when you don't know what the rules are, when you don't know what the tax rates are going to be next year. And that's why making these permanent would be the most important thing we could do to help create jobs in the country. It needs to be more open, it needs to be more transparent, and it needs to be more accountable. And you will see from day one that I say what I mean, and I mean what I say.
All right, good for Boehner. He's trying to start off in the, as many people that either like him or hate him, let's hold him to this. We're going to save this little slice of sound here, and let's hold him to that. He says he's going to be transparent. Hey, this is the deal. This is how I'm going to run it. He said he's going to take commercial transportation. He's going to fly back on a commercial plane. He's not taking one of the Air Force flights back and forth. He's not expecting that kind of shuttle service. And he said he's going to stick to whatever it is he says. He's just going to tell it to you straight. He's going to be blunt. He's going to give it to us straight out. We'll see how that works out. But he's talking about the Bush tax cuts, too, that are supposed to expire at the end of December, and he doesn't want to see that happen. And, hey, neither do I. Neither do a lot of you. Trust me. These people are still trying to recover. Meet you on the flip side. We're going to talk about air security next.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
Nobody's praising the TSA, at least on these airwaves. I wonder if anybody listening actually works for the TSA. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I'd love to get a point of view there, and I've tried, and of course they're not gonna say anything. I'm still working on it though to see if there is somebody that we can get to join us, even if they join us and they have to be shrouded in secrecy. We give them a phantom name, in other words. But nobody wants to lose their job, so they're worried about it. I've tried in Dallas, I've tried in Florida, I've tried in Philadelphia, and we'll see. But maybe we can at least get an official from the TSA to talk about it. I can tell you what the TSA is officially saying. What the TSA is saying is, we don't care if you don't like, basically, you don't like to be patted down, and you don't like what's happening when you're groped and whatnot, because that's what it looks like. It looks like groping. You can see it. You can see it for yourself. Pay attention when you go through, and if you're one of the lucky ones where you don't have that happen for some reason. Usually what's happening, though, is the question is, you have a choice. You either can go through the machine and get the X-ray, or, which, oh, don't worry, we won't save it. And plus, do you really want your cell phone on the X-ray? And the answer is no. I think of, like, my nephew and seeing him at 9 years old go through that. Oh, it's nauseating. And then, of course, the other thing is the TSA is saying that you have a professional workforce carrying out procedures they were trained to perform to keep aviation security safe. And they say there is no fondling, squeezing, groping, or any sort of assault taking place at airports, that the claim is true, that this is what we're doing. These new pat-down measures that have been now in place since the end of last month are, again, for people who do not want to do the body scans. And they use the front of their hands, and they cup, and they squeeze, and that's what they do. That's what's happening. I'm not saying every person, but it's pretty obvious, and there's definitely evidence of that. Now, and here's the thing. You got these pilots that, you know, that want nothing to do with it. You had an ExpressJet pilot who was on CNN recently, Michael Roberts, and he said he was able to bypass airport security when he was able to do that. He witnessed people aggressively being groped and fondled, that they're not just patting people's arms and legs. They're grabbing and groping and prodding. And he didn't want to do that. He didn't want to be – he was interrogated, and eventually he was worried about his job because he refused to go through that by the hands of a TSA employee. So here's the thing. The pilots like him are complaining, and the unions are starting to put pressure on the TSA slash AKA government and say – you know, we are opting out of this. We want nothing to do with this. We have pilots that are already stretched so thin, and they're going from Miami to California to whatever routes that they're on, and they have this choice between radiation or getting groped by a TSA employee or getting frisked. They call it enhanced pat-downs. That's the official term for it. Extensive hand searches, open hands, frisking, all that sort of stuff. So American Airlines, 11,000 pilots, got a directive from their union, the Allied Pilots Association, and what they're saying is the pilots' alert came from the president of the union that actually represents cockpit personnel at U.S. Airways, and his name is Mike Cleary, and he's saying that the TSA procedures are blatantly unacceptable for pilots who shouldn't have to undergo passenger screening and then fly planes, and that the hand searches that follow have already resulted in one huge problem. They're overreaching in their searching and frisking of the pilots and the passengers, and it's embarrassingly, this is his words, devoid of common sense. The TSA, what they say, and they stand by, is that they're a counterterrorism agency, and that their mission is to ensure the safety of the traveling public, and that in order to do that, they have to deploy the latest technologies and implements that they need, these procedures that protect passengers while they facilitate travel. And they refuse to back off of that. All right, so Deborah Volpe talked about air security assaults and the don't touch complaints. Take a listen.
We don't know if somebody may have had an experience with, you know, a sexual assault. We're getting calls daily about people's experiences. They actually make contact with the genital area. We don't want them in uniform going through this enhanced screening where, you know, their private areas are being touched in public.
Yeah, but who wants to get, here's the thing. It's not just the pilots, it's the people going through that don't want to go through that treatment either. But for the pilots, for how much they're traveling every single day, I mean, this is their job, and it is demeaning, it is demoralizing, it's all those things. And it's everyone across the board. They need to take a step back, and they need to change that policy, because it's asinine, it's ridiculous, and it's not making the skies any safer. How would any of you listening to me feel if you had to go through that. I don't see this tough crowd. I don't see any of you guys. I don't see Mark in New York going through that. I don't see Don in Wyoming going through that. I don't see, frankly, any of you that call this show wanting to do that. Even if you're traveling, I see you looking for an alternative, if that's the case. All right, speaking of alternatives, I'm going to switch gears here because this was a big deal. You know, the whole thing about tobacco warnings and nicotine addiction and the battle between cigarettes and the people who smoke them forever and a day will always be here. I think I have said this because I don't smoke, but I realized, I don't know where I was, maybe was it 2 months ago or something, I was in some store and I happened to look up because it said, oh, sale on a carton of cigarettes. I cannot believe how much cigarettes cost now. And I wonder why so many people were going to reservations. When I worked in New York, a lot of people would go and buy cigarettes at the Indian reservations. They were selling them at the casinos even. I think they were selling them there too because they were not cheap, but they were a lot cheaper than you were getting at the grocery stores or liquor stores or wherever. When you're paying how much for a pack, $5 and change for a pack of cigarettes, whew, I don't know, that would make me think twice. Of course, you could say there's people that eat out every single day, too, and do the same thing. Anyway, quickly, here's Dr. Margaret Hamburg talking about the new bigger, badder tobacco labels.
The new warnings will be much larger and more prominently placed on the packs, and they'll contain graphic images.
Graphic images are good. That might make you think twice, but it's just a formality. People who smoke, smoke. I don't know that the warnings are going to chase them off. Don in Wyoming, you have the floor. Hello. Hey, Don.
There you go. How are you, Kate?
Hey, I'm good. What's going on with you, buddy?
Hey, we're hanging in there. They go to the casinos and the Indian reservations because there's no federal tax on the cigarettes there.
Sure, so it's
cheaper.
That's
why they're cheaper.
Yeah.
You know, but it's crazy. $5, holy cow, that's a cheap end. You know, like, there's places paying $8, $9, $10 a pack. So,
you're kidding, $9 a pack?
Oh, yeah. You know,
that's crazy. You don't smoke, do you?
Oh, heck no. No.
Oh, that's crazy. I would just have to force myself to quit.
But I do eat out all the time, like you just quoted, so it's probably just as bad.
Yeah, you eat out
hey,
all the
by
time.
By the way, Obama's got to start paying up if he's going to start quoting me, you know? I swear they're listening to your program, Kate. You're being censored, you know? You remember a few years back when I told you about this really cool map I got from Nat Geo, and it was the Earth at night. You could see all the cities lit up and the seaboard lit up on the east and, you know, and I could even actually follow the little lights from Salt Lake all the way back to my town in Wyoming, and there's my little town, you know, and it was really cool, and I was looking over, and I got to Asia, and all of Japan's lit up, and all of a sudden, I look at Korea, and there's like half the peninsula's lit up, and the other half's pure dark, you know, and I said, oh, there's the difference between capitalism and communism right there, you know, the north is darked out, and the South is all lit up and glitter, and, you know, and that's advancement of business, obviously. And sure enough, he's over there in Korea today. He said that exact same thing, Kate.
Wow, he is. They must be transcribing what you're saying.
Well, they're just, I think they listen to this stuff, and every once in a while I'll throw something in there, you know, but it is really, it's just a really cool map. I mean, it's just, and by the way, you guys there in Dallas and your buddy up there doing the show in Minnesota, up in Minneapolis there,
yeah,
those two towns are lit up. Holy cow.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
You guys are burning some electricity in those spots, you know.
One last thing, though.
Are you there, Kate? One last thing real quick. You know, I believe in capitalism and everything, you know, but one problem with capitalism, we know that, Kate, is greed.
Yeah.
And the fact that especially major corporations, you know, they're going to make their profit and most of the time not give a crap about anybody.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this later, okay?
All right, remember that thought. Next time you come on, we're going to talk about greed, capitalism, and what fuels all of that, because I have a feeling that you have another shoe to drop. Thanks, Don. Coming up on the flip side, oh yes, we've got a tug of war in Alaska and a few other places as well. We'll catch up.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Us at americatonight.net, or you can give us a jingle like Don did in Wyoming, 800-259-5791. I'll tell you what, you're not really ever sure where the show's going to go. That's what I love about doing this. So it's where my passion is, and the fact that you get on this ride and who knows where it takes you. That's why I always say at the top, and I truly mean this, left, right, or somewhere in between, step up to the plate, take a swing, don't be afraid I don't bite. And there's a lot of things to talk about. The conversation is wide open because this is live. How many times do you tune in late at night where you have the possibility? I mean, hey, 27 million plus of us supposedly are awake and kicking, and you hear something that's been pre-recorded from earlier in the day. Well, here we're talking about it. We're talking about what's happening right now. And certainly in the other side of the world, which we care about what's happening outside of the borders because it affects us so often inside the borders, you know, things are rolling. Things are going on as we speak. The biggest thing that's going on right now is a couple of things. One, the political fallout, I think, from some of the undetermined races. Why we can't get it right, I mean, I guess there's just no uniformity, and as much as you talk to different folks from different counties and different states, there's different methods of counting the votes. So whether you just did a touch screen thing, or you did a scanner, or they ran, you know, there's places that ran out of ballots, and then you got the write-in situation that Lisa Murkowski wanted and got in Alaska. Now Joe Miller, who won the Republican nod, he was a Tea Party favorite, he won the primary, is saying that her name, I guess, is spelled 10 million different ways, Murkowski. So he's filing a suit to say that the ballots aren't right because of pretty much penmanship, because they're spelling your name wrong. So you just never know what's going to happen, in other words, whether it's a presidential election that's hanging chads or it's a midterm election and it's about penmanship and write-in ballots. It's interesting because all the eyes of the world, once the world, of this country anyway, when it comes to politics and the final count, are on Alaska. Alaska started to get a lot of attention, not just from the Ted Stevens debacle, but also from Sarah Palin and the fact that, of course, she was the vice presidential candidate and getting a lot of coverage. And now this. I mean, Alaska has never gotten this much publicity, has it? And it's getting a lot of it. So the misspelled Murkowski votes, will they stay? Will they be thrown out? They continue to count. They continue to count. And it's really looks like it's going to come down to almost a smackdown in the ring. And they say the scene in Alaska, they're comparing it to the 2000 Florida recount. And they're talking about the fact that it could go on for days. Could go on for days. All right, quickly, I'm going to slip this one in, too. And I promise I won't dominate. If you want to jump on the stage, 800-259-5791. But this was big. I read a story today about the Bush tax cuts. And I've been trying to get a handle from the guys in Washington as to what they think is going to happen here. And apparently, the administration almost waving the white flag, saying that they're ready to accept an across-the-board continuation of the Bush tax cuts, including for the wealthiest taxpayers. Because they say it's the only way that the middle class can keep their tax cuts the way the political realities are now, and, of course, the legislative process facing the president after being massacred in last week's electoral defeat, the midterm elections. So David Axelrod did an interview and talked about we have to deal with the world that we're in now, and if this is what it takes to get it done, and there are all these other concerns, we need to continue to go in other directions, and stealing a phrase that I use and a lot of people use often, kick the can down the road, look at the future, not in the past. So they don't want the middle class to suffer is what supposedly the White House is chewing on, and it might become a reality that the cuts stay. Whew. So everybody who got that marriage credit, don't worry, you still have the marriage credit probably intact. Let's go to Betty in Kentucky. Hey, Betty, what's happening in your neck of the woods?
The economy, I think the people, the middle class people in the United States, we need to band together. And with the internet and people can communicate with each other, they need to start boycotting. And that way they'll get things done in Washington. If they don't do it, it's going to be too late pretty soon. The country will just belong to someone else, and it'll be too late to do anything. But if we could all stick together and do peaceful things as a group, then maybe something would come of
it. You know what? I like what you just said. If we could just come together, how about this? How would we come together as Americans? And just whatever the differences are, you're right, put them aside. Now, that's really for the politicians, because that's what people like you, Betty, are saying, or I'm saying, and other folks are saying, that can we just have some common sense? And I think that you might start to see some of that, because you've got two choices here. Obama is playing for the next 4 years. So is it the veto and the gridlock, or is it, okay, I'm going to pull like a Clinton and I'm going to try to work out some things and maybe give a little here and compromise and have some things pass. The tax cuts are good. They need to keep them in place because it is the middle class that will suffer if they go away. So, you know, the method to the madness, that's the key. What is the method to the madness is what I would say. And if you're a politician and you want to stay in that position, you like what you're doing, and you had the last two presidents who had 8 years, certainly – we know, I truly believe that Obama doesn't want to, he just doesn't want to be a one-termer. He wants to be a two-term president. But he wants to make sure that he can get that second term. He doesn't want to be one of those presidents that gets pounded when he runs for re-election. And it's, a lot of this depends on the economy. So the spirit of cooperation, how, you know, really part of it is, This is the key relationship. It's all about communication. It's all about relationships. Everything in our lives is about that. Think about it when you don't get along with somebody. Think about it when there's a breakdown in communication. It's going to come down to John Boehner and the president, because Boehner will be the Speaker of the House. He's going to be super active. You can already tell it looks that way because he's coming out and showing his cards, or telling the American people he is showing his cards, and this is how it's going to be, and this is what I'm going to do. And I think he wants to be that good guy. He wants to be the good guy. And if that's the case, and he can work with the president, because that's going to be up to Obama. Now, I don't think Boehner and the Republicans are going to back down on some of what they're talking about doing. Then maybe there will be some compromises that you might be surprised about. That may happen, believe it or not. And if you go back in history, a lot of times it's a president from a different party working with a Congress that is on the other side of the aisle, where there isn't as much gridlock as you would think. So maybe the prediction of gridlock and doom and gloom and same old might not apply here, or at least on some of the big issues that we've been talking about on America Tonight now for years. All right, I'm going to leave you with this thought. It's from Felix Frankfurter. Wisdom too often never comes, and so one ought not to reject it merely because it comes late.